Welcome to the CSCMP Podcast, Supply Chain Conversation, the official podcast of the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals, or CSCMP. CSCMP leads the supply chain profession by connecting, developing, and educating the world's supply chain management professionals throughout their careers. Learn more at cscmp.org. Each episode of CSCMP Podcast, Supply Chain Conversation, features discussions with leading supply chain professionals that dive into the latest news and industry trends across all aspects of supply chain. Conversations are led by Rick Blazgen, President and CEO of CSCMP, as well as other guest hosts from the CSCMP organization. This week, Chris Adderton, Vice President at CSCMP, interviews Sean Monahan, board member and partner at A.T. Kearney. Sean is the leader of the firm's operations and performance transformation practice in the Americas region and has extensive experience helping clients transform their supply chain capabilities to enable their strategic intent. During their conversation, Sean reviews the highlights of CSCMP's 29th Annual State of Logistics Report. The 29th Annual State of Logistics Report is authored by A.T. Kearney and presented by Penske Logistics and debuted at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. on June 19, 2018. Following their interview, Nicole Mumford, Director of Professional Development and Marketing at CSCMP, interviews Gail Rutkowski, Executive Director at NASDAQ. Enjoy the show.
Welcome again to today's episode of CSCMP's podcast, Supply Chain Conversations. I'm your host, Chris Adderton, Vice President of the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals, or CSCMP. Today I'm speaking with Sean Monahan, partner at A.T. Kearney, to provide a review of CSCMP's 29th Annual State of Logistics Report. CSCMP's Annual State of Logistics Report is authored by A.T. Kearney and presented by Penske Logistics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Penske, for their continued support and recognize the work of A.T. Kearney in their production of the report. This report has tracked and measured all costs associated with moving freight through the U.S. supply chain since 1988. This year's report will present an overview of the economy during the past year, the logistics industry trends, and the total U.S. logistics costs for 2017. Sean, thank you for joining me today.
Chris, glad to be here and have this conversation with you.
Last year's 28th Annual State of Logistics Report was titled Accelerating into Uncertainty. What have we learned since then?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Last year, we argued that U.S. logistics industry was accelerating into uncertainty, and that was based on conflicting macroeconomic signals. On the one hand, soft economic data, such as business and consumer confidence, were showing strength, but on the other hand, some of the hard data, such as business inventory to sales ratios, were flashing warning signs. So we now know that the soft data won out, economic growth revved up last year, and that contributed to capacity shortages and price inflation, particularly in the back half of 2017.
Business logistics costs as a percentage of GDP have fallen the last several years. Has this trend continued?
Well, we now know that this year, U.S. business logistics costs did not decrease. They actually increased to 7.7% of GDP. As we look forward, we expect logistics costs to continue rising, but given the favorable economic outlook, we also expect GDP to continue accelerating. So it's a bit of a race as it reflects a ratio. If costs rise faster than GDP, then the percentage will rise. If not, we'll see a flattening or decrease. And I believe that most people are hoping for the latter scenario with a robust economy compensating for any increased costs.
What are some of the contributing factors for the change?
Broadly, a robust economy drove increased traffic across most modes. In 2017, also saw that capacity imbalance that was driving lower rates for the previous 18 to 24 months stabilize, and we saw the shift in power to carriers who were able to command more pricing power across pretty much every mode.
Last year, we highlighted four possible scenarios. Stemming the tide was a bit optimistic. Plain sailing indicated a more competitive market. Choppy waters shifts in intermodal volume, but showed no real growth. And in the doldrums was pessimistic, indicating higher costs and lower investment. Which scenario looks likely now from the 29th report?
Over the long term, we continue to recommend that shippers and carriers consider the four scenarios and develop strategies for success in all four possible futures. But as we look over the next 18 months, we really lay out only one scenario, steep grade ahead.
What is the theme of the 29th CSCMP State of Logistics Report that was released at the National Press Club on June 19th?
As we expect, a robust economy, carrier pricing power, and labor challenges, both availability and wages, to remain the predominant themes over the 18 months ahead. And if you start with e-commerce, the focus will shift into supply chain from a digital front end once again. The executives who realize and act on this trend will be the ones that thrive. And once again, the winners and losers will be separated by making the right technology investments and strategic choices.
Can you give us just a few of the highlights?
I think we've touched on many, but let me recap some of the key highlights from the report. While GDP rose healthily, business logistics costs rose 6.2%, faster than nominal GDP. And as a result, U.S. BLC rose to 7.7% of GDP. When we look at why, a couple of factors. Increased economic activity drove increased traffic across most modes, which coupled with tighter capacity market after several years of excess capacity shifted the pricing power to carriers. Some specific highlights, parcel and express were up 7% on continued e-commerce growth. And after years of speaking of the proverbial driver shortage, I think everyone agrees it truly is here, with estimates generally that we are 50,000 drivers short at the moment. Labor shortages and e-commerce related changes are also impacting warehousing, as automation, localization, urbanization of warehouses are the dominant trends that we see in that sector. And rail enjoyed a more favorable year than recent pasts as volumes and rates enjoyed boosts. From an innovation perspective, we see that blockchain, autonomous vehicles, fleet monitoring, artificial intelligence continued as areas of focus and are really beginning to drive real change. Though small, but we see that accelerating in the coming years. So hopefully that is enough to whet listener appetites, and it will be encourage them to go grab a copy of the report and learn even more.
Sean, I'd like to thank you again for your time today. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks again. Pleasure to speak with you.
I would like to take another minute to again thank all the contributors to this year's CSCMP State of Logistics Report, Pensee Logistics, A.T. Kearney's authors Sean Manahan, Michael Zimmerman, Jeff Ward, and Koran Akar. Thanks for all your contributions.
CSCMP and NASTRAC recently announced a strategic partnership with the goal of better serving their members by collaborating in areas where the two associations intersect. During their conversation, they discuss the transportation and logistics industry and share some of the differences and similarities between the two associations.
Welcome again to today's episode of CSCMP Podcast, Supply Chain Conversation. Today I'm speaking with Gail Rutowski, Executive Director, NASTRAC. Gail has been a NASTRAC member since 1992 and serving as the Executive Director for the last 4 years. NASTRAC, or the National Shippers Strategic Transportation Council, is the shippers association for transportation and logistics professionals who manage freight across all modes. Gail, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Would you please share a little background about the career journey that brought you to NASTRAC?
Sure. I began my career in private truck fleet management with the Quaker Oats Company and was involved in truckload and fleet management for the whole first part of my career in transportation. At a certain point in time, I took a job managing transportation for Thomas and Betts in Memphis, Tennessee, and my boss on the first day on the job said, well, I'm not going to have you do truckload. I'm going to have you do LTL and parcel. And I had no idea how to do that. And one of the colleagues told me about NASTRAC, and at the time, NASTRAC was primarily an association for small shipments, LTL and parcel. And it was just instrumental in helping me get up to speed and achieving success in my career.
So a lot of our members may or may not be familiar with NASTRAC. So could you tell us a little bit about what NASTRAC focuses on and Sure. some of the unique benefits you provide to your members?
Certainly. NASTRAC's been around for a long time. We've been around since 1952. And we provide our members with transportation education, but very specific. It's down to the tactical level. Very granular as it needs for beginners in transportation, as well as broader strategic transportation network design education. The members are committed to help one another. Our networking is a great great asset to the organization, and the members see a huge benefit in being able to pick up the phone and call someone whenever they need some help. I certainly used it a lot when I was a member and still do. And we also act as a shipper's voice in Washington, D.C., advocating on behalf of shippers on the legislative and regulatory issues that affect their supply chain and their transportation networks.
What is currently one of the biggest challenges you see affecting shippers?
Currently, right now, I think the big one is the capacity issue. I think the market volatility that's going on right now is something that we haven't seen in years. I haven't seen in a long time, and it's certainly causing shippers pause and making them reassess how they do what they do every day. But even more than that, I think, just like every other discipline in the supply chain, being agile enough to handle the technology changes that are coming at us so swiftly, it's become a real challenge for transportation people to keep up and be able to convince their C-level management people that transportation is important enough to look at technology solutions for their problems as well.
So we are in an interesting time of change. How do you see the industry evolving in the next 5 to 10 years?
I see technology framing everything we're doing. The current way of doing what we're doing, and the Excel spreadsheets and the phone calls and the stuff that historically defined transportation, and the transportation person being down in the warehouse with the eye shade and the whole bit, I that's definitely going away. The transportation professional of the future will need an entirely new set of skills to be able to handle technology and incorporate that into what I believe is still the important relationship between the carrier and the shipper. I think those personal connections, as much as we like to think that they can go away and everything can be done by technology and a computer, really can't be done. And it's still going to, at the end of the day, be two people sitting down agreeing to do business together. And I think NASTRAC really tries hard to instill not just the importance of the technology, but the importance of that human contact as well.
Mm-hmm. So CSCMP and NASTRAC recently announced our new strategic partnership. How do you think our new alliance will continue to bring additional value to the members of both our associations?
I am really excited about this opportunity. Just the possibilities that we can, by working together, bring transportation fully into the whole supply chain spectrum. For many years, transportation kind of hangs out there as the stepchild, and you only hear if something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. And transportation people laugh about they're only as good as their last shipment. They don't have the opportunity to get a seat at the table. And it's twofold. Because of what they do is so tactical in nature, transportation people have a difficult time to thinking strategically. And I think the marriage of CSCMP and NASTRAC will help bring that component into the transportation community and help them learn how they need to better express what they do and handle their jobs.
So that's great. And we're equally excited about what NASTRAC is going to bring to our members as well. But on the flip side of the coin, we still remain separate associations. So what are the three main benefits of membership with NASTRAC?
I think initially the biggest difference between NASTRAC and CSCMP is our advocacy efforts. NASTRAC plays a part in Washington, D.C. in making sure that the shipper's voice gets heard and that the shippers join with the carriers on issues that affect them and ultimately us. One of the biggest issues we work on is highway infrastructure, and we've supported the carriers in trying to get funding for that because that delays our freight as well as everyone else's, and it all kind of rolls downhill and the shipper and the carrier are sitting at the bottom. I think that the carriers have looked to the shipper community for years for help and really don't get much back, and NASTRAC is one of the few associations that take the time to work with ATA and to work with the other groups to make sure that they get the help that they need. The phrase out there that we hear frequently is freight doesn't vote. Well, freight doesn't vote, but shippers certainly do. Mm-hmm. And when shippers can work together, we can actually move that needle just ever so slightly.
Great. Well, it's very exciting. So I encourage anybody listening, if you have questions, feel free to reach out to either of our organizations for more information on either. And now I just have some rapid fire questions for you so we get to know a little bit about you. So our listeners know it is late afternoon, but Gail, if you could buy any type of food right now, what would you buy?
Well, this is going to make me hungry because it's the end of the day. A Portillo's Italian beef sandwich. No matter where I lived in the country, I always craved them and had to come back home.
When you are not serving the NASTRAC membership, what do you like to do for fun?
I'm a big jazz and blues fan, so frequent the Jazz Showcase, and any live jazz venue in the city. Was at Blues Fest last week and at Rose's Lounge, mm-hmm. checking out the local music scene.
If you could meet any superhero, who would you choose to meet and why?
When I was a girl, I collected comic books. I wish my mom hadn't have thrown them out because I could have retired by now because there was so much money. But I was a big Superman fan. Has to be Superman.
My last question, why should supply chain professionals join a membership association like NASTRAC or CSCMP?
I don't think any company or any individual can really exist in a bubble. And when I talk to companies about becoming members and they tell me they don't join associations, I have to ask why and how do you begin to learn what you've learned? I would have never made it as far as I have in my career if it wasn't for my association commitment and my connection with NASTRAC or with CSCMP. They were important to me and they provided many valuable networking opportunities and education that you just can't do on your own. There is no benefit to that. And I don't think even, you know, now everyone talks about doing everything online. Again, that only goes so far. Mm-hmm. It's that face-to-face where you really make and keep those connections.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Do you have any last words that you would like to share today?
Well, I'd just like to thank CSCMP for this opportunity, and I'm excited about what we can do together and invite all of your members to take a look around NASTRAC, and if we can answer any questions for them, we'd be happy to do that.
Well, that's great. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of CSCMP Podcast, Supply Chain Conversation. We would like to say thank you to today's guests, Sean Monahan and Gail Rutkowski, and extend a special thank you to the report's author, A.T. Carney, and sponsor, Penske Logistics. To get a copy of CSCMP's 29th Annual State of Logistics Report, visit us at cscmp.org.